Hello, hello, this is Abel1212. It is May 8th, 2018. And I have been a little missing, but I've been working on that video, trying to edit it up still. Focusing on that. These take 5 minutes to do, depending on how long I make them. I really should do these every day. And that's the habit I want to get into. After this video is made, it'll establish a foundation for me to really start putting a schedule together. Now, this just came about because I had posted on Facebook a thought. And I have this thought, and people need to think about this. This is what I said. I just had a thought. Sometimes I feel like people are waiting for someone to stand up for them. When the reality is, even if one person has critical info to stand up for the people are still the most important part. That one person still needs the people to at least listen and help spread the info. Information is no good without anyone to deliver it to, and especially when it remains stagnant. Ask yourself, if you had critical info, would you share it on your newsfeed or tell someone in person? Or would you live in fear of what someone else might think of you for posting, speaking about it? And if the answer is you wouldn't because you don't want to stir up anything or focus on negative stuff, then this is the exact problem we face in our society and why the truth has become so scarce. People have chosen to fill their lives with a pretend world rather than deal with the real one. And this rings so true. Especially when I'm dealing with the information that I'm dealing with. We need people to process the information, understand the information, and share the information. We really need people that work for society. You ever notice how, like, all the best of everything always goes to the government? The best engineers, the best scientists, the best anything always goes to the government. We need to establish an organization of the best minds that work for the people. Because if we did that, then guess what? Then we, the people, wouldn't be relying on this 1900s fossil fuel system that we've been relying on. Okay, they are basically charging us way too much. They've left the Earth stagnant technological-wise. And we need to address this.